comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We in a war, y'all. It's time to stand, y'all.
The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Welcome to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast that reaches around the world daily with the good news about Jesus Christ our Lord. I am your host, Bishop Fred A. Caldwell Sr. Now lend me your ear, and let's go inside of Know Your Bible and hear God's life-changing word. Welcome to Know Your Bible.
Today's message, Justified by Faith, Part 2. And now here is Bishop Caldwell.
I want you to go to the Romans chapter 3, the third chapter of Romans, and commencing at verse 20 through 28. Romans chapter 3, verses 20 through 28. We're talking today about justified by faith. Justified by faith. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's read together verses 20 through 28. And we're going this way today by way of review, and then we will break some new ground. All right, let's read. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him who believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Now, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. For the law was not of faith. The law was of what? Works. And by the law is the knowledge of sin. So then, therefore, the law of Moses, people that had faith that Moses was God's man, had to show forth that faith by bringing animal sacrifices. How many of y'all understand that? Okay, that was under the Mosaic system. So therefore, we conclude today that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds or the works of the law. So today, you don't have to bring an animal sacrifice. The only thing that happened today is that you have faith in Jesus Christ, and that faith will cause you to become born again if you call on him and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So it's not by works that we are saved. It is by grace through faith that we are saved. So then, to be justified is to be declared in the sight of God righteous. Say, to be justified, is to be declared righteous. Okay, now, to be justified, and we establish this, to be justified is to be declared righteous. Now, how important then is it to be justified in the sight of God? It is as important as one going to heaven and one going to hell. Every soul that leaves this world that have not called on Jesus Christ and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, in the sight of God, they are not justified. So since they are not justified, God will put them into hell itself when it's all said and done. Okay? That's how important it is. So therefore, we conclude, is what the apostles say, that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. So then, there are some of my brothers that have accepted Jesus, but they are striving and struggling to keep the law, the Sabbath, to eat certain meats or not to eat certain meats. These things will not commend anyone today to God. They were commendable under Moses' law. But today these things are not commendable. For therefore we conclude that a man is justified in the sight of God, declared righteous in the sight of God, looked upon as though he or she has never ever committed a sin at all. By faith in Jesus Christ, that person is justified in the sight of God. Now that's the conclusion of the whole matter. Are you listening? Now, we establish also that to be justified in the sight of God by faith in Jesus Christ only, not your church denomination, not your church affiliation, not whether or not you go on a cruise with the bishop. Amen. You are justified, declared righteous in the sight of God by faith in Christ only. That does not mean that that gives any of us a license to live loose.
That's right.
Because if you're born again, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are made what?
New.
So then, therefore, if you are a new creature, you're going to have a new walk. You're going to have a new talk because you got a new name. Now you got a new home you're headed toward. Amen. So we're not to use our freedom as a cloak of maliciousness in adultery and fornication and etc. We're to live as though God is on the inside working on the outside. Amen. So then we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Romans 3:28. Now, in the 26th verse is where we're really making our declaration here. And that is to declare, I say. Now, I don't know how you read the Bible, but it becomes personal to me. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he, God, might be just and the justifier of him who believeth in Jesus. Now, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Lord God of heaven says you are justified. You are declared righteous. All the sin that you've ever committed has been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I say you're righteous. Not in yourself, but in Jesus Christ. God is just, and God is the justifier of them that put their trust in Jesus. So God says, if you trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are justified. It does not matter what anyone else thinks. Now, let me go back over to Isaiah. I think that's Isaiah 64, I believe it is. And we're running through here by way of review, so bear with us. Isaiah 64:6. The Bible says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Now, we established the last time that this righteousness right here, that's filthy rags, is not our righteousness today in Christ Jesus. Because
right.
Don't you stand up and call Jesus filthy rags.
Right.
Because our righteousness is from God. And he prophetically uttered that in Isaiah 54. Since you're there, just flip back. Isaiah 54:17. The word says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. In every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. So, yeah, Fred was a junkie, and Fred was a whoremonger, and Fred did this, and Fred did that, and Fred did that. And don't look at me like that, because you did that and this too.
Amen?
Amen? But when you came to Jesus, let me show you, when you came to Jesus and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God is just and the justifier, and God says, you're righteous. In Christ, you're righteous. Say, I am
in Christ
justified. Declared righteous in the sight of God. All right, now, go to 1 Corinthians. We're moving now. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians. I believe that's chapter 6. And let's see what we can glean there. What we can pick up on. That's only going to verify what I've just stated to you. See, now listen. A lot of you don't understand, but praise God you're getting this understanding now. Really, you're beginning now to understand that when you accepted Jesus as your Savior, heaven opened up to you. And all of God's resources became available to you. And God declared you righteous. So you have to be very careful here that you do not allow the devil to keep you with that poor self-image, knowing where you have come from and knowing what you've done in your past. Because it's Satan's job not to let you forget the past. It's the Holy Spirit's job to keep your attention riveted on Jesus Christ, to let you know by faith where the Lord has brought you to. So we need to change this image that we see by taking God at his word. God says we're justified, we're declared righteous. That ought to be enough. But just in case today you're hearing that ain't enough for you, let me give you a little bit more that might just kind of benefit you along the way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, I would that we will read together verses 9 through 11. Are you there? And listen very carefully to what you're saying. I want you to elevate your voice and read it. And I want you to listen to yourself as well as the person next to you. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. You got it? So then we need to hear what is being stated here. In verses 9 through 11, let's read. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such are is were past or present tense? Okay. Were is past tense, and such were some of you. You got that? Such were some of you. Well, what is the such were that some were? Some were fornicators. Back up in verse 9. Some were idolaters. Some were adulterers. Don't look at me like that. Some were effeminate. That means homosexual. Huh? Come on, talk to me now. Some were homosexuals. Some were abusers of themselves with mankind. I mean, if they could think about it, they would do it. They were thieves. Huh? Such were some of you. Okay? They were covetous, always wanting what the other fella had. They were drunkards. Woo, I know I'm talking to the right group now. They were drunkards. They were revilers. They were extortioners. They do anything for a piece of change. And it says that none of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. But, and it goes on to say, I'm excited. Now you can tell because I'm elevating my voice. I'm excited. See, because I take this personally. This is personal to me. And you need to make it personal to you. Now in verse 11, and such were some of you. Now buckle your seatbelt. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. And you know that ain't got no church affiliation attached to it? Huh? You are sanctified. That means set aside for God's exclusive use and for his glory. You are sanctified. Huh? You don't need no tambourine or long dress. You don't need no loud guitar and a rag on your head. Uh-uh. You are sanctified. Huh? You're sanctified, but you are, listen, justified. Now that's what God said. Say, I am
in Christ
justified. Declared righteous.
Okay,
now, listen, you are justified in the name. of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So get out of your feeling. You may not feel justified. You understand? You may not feel like God loves you today. You may not feel like you stand a snowball chance in hell. But God loves you today. He really does. And because you have accepted his son Jesus, God is just and the justifier. God says you won't be condemned in the judgment. Because your righteousness is from me. Now, one reason I believe the Holy Ghost put this lesson on my heart is because there are so many newborn babes in the body of Christ and so many old heads in the body that have not been adequately and properly instructed in things of God. And so therefore, they are striving to understand God in their feelings. And if they feel saved, if they feel good, then they feel like they and God got a good thing going on, whatever the day is. But you see, the word of God is consistent. It never changes. So when God looks at us now, he doesn't see the believer. God sees Christ. You see, because we are hidden in him. Now, you need to understand how this puzzle fits together. So therefore, you can walk with full confidence in the earth realm from now until the rapture, knowing that you are justified in the sight of God and that you'll never be condemned in the judgment. Now, when you accepted Jesus as your Savior, heaven was yours. God's Son was yours. Everything that God owns became yours. You are heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That's why every need that you have has by faith already been met. So when you go to your Heavenly Father to acquire a need being met, the only thing you need to do is ask him, because he's waiting to give it to you. And spiritually, he's already done it. But he said in his word, you have not because you what? You ask not. So you don't go before God feeling like a dish rag that had a night out with the pots. You go in full confidence knowing that you are his child because of your faith in Jesus Christ. And knowing that he loves you and that God will move heaven and earth just to come down and see about you. Okay? And not only that, but you got Jesus on the inside of you if you're born again. So you need to become more God inside minded. Greater is he that is in me than he that somebody say, than he that is after me. Amen? Now, go to Romans, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse. How then are we justified? How are we declared righteous in the sight of God? And this is so very, very important. So the cookies on the bottom shelf so that the kiddies can get them. So just reach on out there and get them. We're not feeding God's giraffe. We're feeding his lambs. We're feeding his sheep. So just reach on out there and get yourself an Oreo. Praise the Lord. In Romans 5, 1 and 2, listen. Therefore, being justified by works, by the law of Moses. Okay, then. Therefore, being justified, being declared righteous, or having right standing with God. Boy, do you know that because of faith in Christ, you got right standing with God? See, you know, people get all excited. They say, yeah, I play golf with the president of First National. Yeah, I know Billy Bub. Yeah, we play golf together. I got right standing. He and I are tight. You got right standing with God if you have accepted Jesus. And since you got right standing with God, you got a connection link to God. But to get anything from God, you're going to have to come to God in faith. You can't come to the throne of grace dragging all around like you don't know what you're doing. You got to come how? Boldly. And you come boldly knowing that you got right standing with God. And that the man loves you. He loves you, period. He didn't wait until you came to Jesus. When we were without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. This list of folk I just read off that used to be us, that's what he died for.
Okay, so therefore, being justified or declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not on our own, but through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. Are we together? By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. By faith into this grace. By faith, we got access to God by faith into this grace in which we stand. Now, you see, listen, there are a lot of people that would tell you that you need to do a part of the law of Moses in order to maintain a right relationship with God. Like, for instance, if you don't go to church on a Saturday, they claim that you're out of the will of God. No. Because if you try to keep any part of the law and offend in any one point, you're guilty of breaking the whole law. And the early church, just for the record, met on the first day of the week. And the reason that Paul continued to go to church on the Sabbath was to catch the Jews there, because they refused to quit coming. And that was the only way that he could catch them and preach the gospel to them. Because the custom of that day was that when you went in, you know, they would ask you, brother, would you like to have a word? And then he'd get up. And oftentimes what the apostle would do, he would take the Old Testament, because they didn't have the New Testament written in. So the brother Paul would just reach back over there. Maybe in Isaiah say he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And they would say, yes, 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 say on, say on. And then he would say, well, this was Jesus of Nazareth. Then they said, get out of here. That's why he kept going on the Sabbath day, because he had accepted Jesus. He was a Jew. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. But the rest of the Jewish population basically kept their Sabbath tradition. Now there are people today in Christendom that want to turn the clock back and us Gentiles back to keeping the Sabbath. But the word came out of the council in Jerusalem for the Gentile. And you need to see that. Go to Acts the 15th chapter. Acts chapter 15. The apostles at Jerusalem were confronted with this issue about what to do with the Gentiles now that they had turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so therefore, let me read this into your hearing so that we can move on. See, we're justified by faith. And we need to be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, we were not saved by a bolt of lightning. We were not saved by something running down our spine. We were saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And we didn't keep no part of the Mosaic law. It's by grace that we have access. It's by faith through grace that we have access. Now, in Acts the 15th chapter, and of course, I won't go down through all of this, but the problem there was that the Jews that were there wanted the Gentiles to keep the law of Moses. And I want you to look right now in Acts the 15th chapter and the 24th verse. For as much as we have heard that certain who went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. See, the apostles, them, they preached that men were saved by grace through faith in Jesus. But the Judaizers said, buddy, it ain't that simple. You need Jesus and something. They're saying that today. You justified by faith. Now, reading on, look in the 28th verse. No, I want to read on down through verse 25, Acts 15. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to Fred Caldwell to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, Get rid of your rock music. And from blood. Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a blood transfusion, because we are all men are one blood on the face of the whole earth. This was saying, don't be eating animals' blood. Get rid of ordering that steak rare. Huh?
Today's message, Justified by Faith, Part 2, FC1043, FC1043, is now available on CD for only $5, and it may be purchased by calling Know Your Bible at 318-938-1885, or you can mail any request to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119, or email us, greenwoodacres@comcast.net. Greenwood Acres has a new website. You can go there to get ministry announcements, connect with the ministry, purchase messages and merchandise, and so much more. It can be found at gwafgbc.org. That's gwafgbc.org. We also have a new Know Your Bible video on demand page. You can access it from the website's main page. Just click on the Know Your Bible on Demand link. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Know Your Bible radio broadcast is now available as a podcast. You can listen to Know Your Bible through Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Simply search for Know Your Bible or Bishop Caldwell in either app. Tap the subscribe button and Know Your Bible will come to you automatically each time an episode is posted. Enjoy!
Now the question is, will I do his will? Yeah, yeah.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus on the cross at Calvary is God's resolution to the redemption of every lost sinner forever. Today is the day of salvation, and now is the acceptable time, because tomorrow is not promised. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Jesus said, come. The Father says, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. And I say, come. You need to come now.
Now the question is, when will Jesus return?
I was the chiefest of sinners, Paul says, and so say I. I called upon Jesus over 46 years ago, and he answered me, came into my heart, and brought with him the gift of eternal life. And he'll do the same for you if you call.
Look at the trouble all over the world. I'm telling every man, woman, boy, and girl, it's coming soon.
Say these words to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you are Lord. Come into my heart. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I accept you now, Lord, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you said those words, and if you mean those words, they are recorded in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 9 through 13. Welcome to the household of faith. Much, much love to you.
Now the question's up.
Hello, this is Bishop Caldwell, and this is the Know Your Bible radio broadcast. The world needs Jesus now more than ever before. And you can help us to reach the world for Jesus Christ. I ask for you to pray for what the Lord will have you to do as it relates to financial support toward Know Your Bible. And then send your gifts of love to Know Your Bible, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. That's the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. We also welcome your prayer requests and your praise reports. So until we meet again right here on Know Your Bible, you pray for me and I'll be praying for you. And guess what? We'll all be prayed for. Much, much love to you.
Now I see.